protesting Trump's visit. Action around the country. Southampton. In Southampton, young socialists held a protest against Trump and the Tories on the 13th of July that ran from the Southampton Bargate to the Guildhall. As I led the protest, I found that many students were especially explosive and keen to get their voice heard. Plenty were leading the chants and giving spontaneous speeches. This will have been the first demo the majority of these students have ever been to, and the energy felt as we chanted in unison was electric. Many of us felt that after so long of being belittled and having some adults try to tell us what we need, now our voices could finally be heard. Lots of students signed up straight after the protest. This is very promising for us. We will not be voiceless anymore, and will continue to fight for victory against capitalism's doomed future. Michelle Francis, college student, Southampton Socialist Party, Leicester. Donald Trump's visit provoked anger, disgust, and protest as young, working-class people rejected his offensive policies that only benefit the super-rich. Building for the demonstration, we held weekly meetings on subjects related to Trump and the struggle for socialism. On the Saturday before Trump's visit, we did a campaign stall in Leicester. Students from my school saw me on it and shared it on their social media. Others stopped me in school, and we had in-depth conversations about how they disagree with Trump, and how May has welcomed Trump with a red carpet and open arms. We had a demo of about 150 people on the 13th of July. Young people were really keen to hold our placards and sign our petition. I gave a speech drawing links between Trump and capitalism, and it attracted bunches of youth who listened and spoke to us at our stall. We also had a large group of school students come, and we are hoping to build a young socialists group in Leicester. I think the campaign was especially successful because capitalism only works for the rich, not the working class, and we know how badly we are being affected by this messed up system. Youth are passionate and ready to make a change. It is only through the socialist transformation of society that we will prevent people like Trump exploiting the working class. If we fight, we can win. Bethany Morgan Smith, school student, Leicester West Socialist Party, Birmingham. Hundreds attended our protest in Victoria Square, a mix of all ages, students, workers, and trade unionists. Birmingham socialist students and young socialists got great responses from young people on the protest. People wrote their reasons for protesting on posters which we made into an anti-Trump wall. When asked to pick a reason, many responded with "Where do I start?" We were the only group calling for an end, not just to the Trump presidency, but also to the Tory government. Lily Branchett, Birmingham Central Socialist Party, Leeds. Around 1,000 marched in Leeds. Trade unionists, young people and campaigners voiced why they were protesting on the Socialist Party's open mic. There was a real international feel as well, with Americans and Mexicans living in Britain speaking. We ran out of young socialists' placards before people even started speaking prior to the march, with many others bringing homemade placards, or filling in our blank placard posters with their own slogans. Our call to fight, to bring the Tories down, saw a flood of people come over to the young socialists' stall to find out more, with a number paying to join there and then. Ian Dalton, Leeds Socialist Party, Hull. Around 200 gathered to hear speeches and music as Hull celebrated what brings working class people together against what divides us. Coming the day after, two of the inspirational striking teachers from West Virginia had spoken at a rally here, numerous speakers made points linking the situation there to Hull and other deindustrialized areas in Britain. West Virginia had the highest Trump vote in the presidential elections, yet saw an illegal strike spread like wildfire. Matt Whale, Hull Socialist Party,